welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Single, you don't know what God has done for you by still being single at such a time as this. Because if you had been married or something, it would definitely be very difficult to change what you can no longer change. So please appreciate him, thank him in the name of Jesus. For our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We plead with you, Lord, that you will speak to us and you open up our eyes of understanding for that which is in your will for us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' most precious name. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Please let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 8, then verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. Genesis 2, 7 to 8. I am going to begin today, but you see, because of the short time that we have, I may not go very far, you understand. But when we come back in the morning tomorrow, I'll continue from where I stop. Then on Wednesday, before we go away, I'll continue again. Then wherever we stop, we'll continue from there, the next session of the school. Praise the Lord. Yes, if you are there, please read Genesis 2, 7 to 8. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there God put the man whom he, God, had formed. May God bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. That scripture began with, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground. Amen. Let me say to us very quickly that when we are talking about the general principles of choice, where to begin is not the shape or complexion of who we think we want. It's not what? It's not a matter of shape or complexion of who we think we want. No. It is to look deeply within ourselves and search whether or not the Lord had begun the formative work in us that must precede our assignment and then the need for a companion. Where to begin from is what? To search out whether the Lord has begun the formative work. It says, and the Lord God formed. Is that correct? And the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the earth. So, if God is going to form you as a woman, if God is going to form me as a man, okay, or if I'm in need of a companion, or I'm asking God, hey God, how will I marry? Who will I marry? The very first thing is to ask yourself, has God begun the work of, or the formative process? Huh? The formative process that I need, okay, which is a precondition, okay, for my assignment, which comes with my, or which comes with a consignment of my, helpmate for a man, or life partner, or life partner for a woman. So the first thing is, has God begun this formative process? And the Lord God formed the man. He formed the man from the dust of the earth, or from the dust of the ground. So have you been formed? That's the very first thing. Has God begun the formative work that changes a boy into a man or a girl into a woman in you? Have you been taken out of the dust of the ground? Are you getting it now? You see, when people start beating themselves from their bedroom, if they live in a face-to-face house, and they beat themselves out, it's not that they want to beat themselves like that. What's the matter? They have not been formed. I've told you that what we have is that between man, woman, right, and boy, girl, right, what is here? Maturity. And how do we define this maturity? Becoming like Christ. Please open your Bibles very quickly to Romans chapter 8 verse 29. Because you will see the formative process I'm talking about now. What does it say? Romans 8 29. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. For whom God foreknew, what did God do? He predestined. To be what? Eh? To be conformed. The word conform is to be converted from your way and be formed into the image of Jesus. Praise the Lord. To be converted from how you were going and where you were going and be what? To be formed. So, and the Lord God formed man. Becoming like Christ is that formative process that I'm talking about that makes a boy becomes a man or a girl becomes a woman. Praise the Lord. So have you been taken from the dust of the ground? You were being taught about the four enemies of godliness, right? And one of them is the flesh. Because those who are earthy or who are still earthy and unformed cannot be good husbands and wives. It's not possible. So we must of necessity be removed from the level of the flesh and of sin, wherein every human being is born. We must be changed. Without being changed, it is impossible, because you don't have the nature or what it takes to be a good husband. Let me tell you something. Every time you're having, even in a relationship, every time you're having a conflicting let's say conflicting opinions, okay? Many times, or conflicting views, or somebody just being childish and, you know, all that, is this same matter of wanting to cling to being fleshy? You understand? You notice that immediately you tune to the spirit, what happens? The whatever that was causing the issue becomes non-existent. Just in comparison with what's important, suddenly it loses relevance. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Let's look at that very quickly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46 to verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46 to verse 50. If you are there, please say amen. Okay, I read. It says, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is a Lord from heaven. And as was the man of the dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. As we have been born in the image, or as we are born rather, the image of the man of the dust, we shall also bear, I think the Amplified Bible says, so shall we, and so let us, okay, bear the image of the heavenly man. Praise the Lord. Now, this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Praise the Lord. I presume that this is clear by itself, right? The thing that came first of all was not the spiritual man. It was the natural man. Abi? Nobody was born again from the womb. Eh? Is there anybody that was born again from his mother's womb? No. We have to be born first. And the moment we are born first, even if after 2 minutes that they gave birth to you, they led you to Christ. The old man is still how many minutes older than the new man? 2 minutes. Except that in reality and in practical terms, it's several years older many times. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And in prophecy, God has said, the elder shall serve the younger. Amen. Wasn't that what God said about Esau and David? Jacob? But didn't Esau persecute Jacob? Eh? So your old man, the flesh, that you must put under subjection so that you can become all what you were meant to be in the full stature of Christ, that old nature must be subjected. It must be brought low. But everywhere the old man is found, it always persecutes the younger. Praise the Lord. Cain persecuted Abel. No, be so. Ishmael persecuted Isaac. Amen. Are you seeing that now? Esau persecuted who? Jacob. David's elder brothers persecuted David. The elder brothers of Joseph persecuted him. So everywhere you see the older, because it is older, it believes that it has a right. And that's why you must subdue it and bring it under subjection. Praise the Lord. Because by prophecy, God had already said what to? The elder shall serve the younger. Praise the Lord. Because as long as you remain in the flesh, you can never grow older than boy or girl, even if you are 82. You understand? The flesh is petty and stupid. Some people, if you see the thing they like, just wonder. It's petty, it's childish. It sulks. It complains about things I shouldn't complain about. When a couple, when they are fighting, come and see childishness. No. It was October 2, 1972. I can never forget. I've forgiven you, but I told you that day, you know, I told daddy I will never forget. Say, what did you do? I gave you money for soup. You use half. You went to use half to buy clothes. That's how you used to do. Childishness. Praise the Lord. So, God says in His word, and the Lord God, He formed man from the dust of the ground. He must have been taken from that dust. Many are still there. Amen. Many are still there. I was preaching in one church. I said, when they ask a man and his wife to come somewhere and they manage to come together, when they now get there, they now ask the husband, sir, please come and pray for us. And his wife knows him that he's a stupid man. That all he does is watch Papa Jasko. You understand? And it now comes, he's looking serious. Let us just appreciate him, Lord. How will his wife look at him? Onirano. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? So you cannot afford to be a boy. You can't. You must allow God to continue and to fulfill in you the formative work of making you to become like Jesus. And when that is done, guy, even you feel healthy inside. Because all the things that have been planned to give you hypertension, what will happen? You will release. Who put plate there? Who goes there? Lie is your Lord there. Very frustrating way of living. We don't drop plates here. Who finished the soup? There were 9 meats here when I left in the morning. You would die like that. Praise the Lord. Just die like that. So, the first thing God does to every life that comes to Him is to begin this work of forming Him into the image of Jesus, the pattern son. That's the first work God does. I can't imagine Jesus saying any of those things I said. Can't just see Jesus say, counting meat. You know, you cannot see it. Can you see it? You can't see it. Now, does that mean that we will eat our food anyhow? Eh? Does that mean that we will not manage food properly? No, we will manage food properly. Praise the Lord. So it says, this must precede divine assignment and the giving of a suitable companion as a provision for the effective pursuit of the work of God. This formative process, what did I say? It must precede what? The giving of a divine assignment and what? A suitable companion for life and ministry. If it doesn't, there will be a problem. Praise the Lord. For most people, that has been the problem. The man cannot say, I'm sorry. He says it once a year. Amen. And if you are married to a person, the simple is that you offend that person more than once a year. And that once, probably he says it during his own birthday. I'm only telling you I'm sorry because it's my birthday. You know me. He's showing you already that he's a boy. Praise the Lord. So, this work must precede the giving of a divine assignment. And a divine assignment is what necessitates the need for a helpmeet. Did you hear what I said? Formation is necessary because it's only somebody who is like Jesus that can do the work of God. So it won't cause confusion even right there inside the work of God. Praise the Lord. But apart from this formation, which must start first, it's when the work of formation has begun that God began to look at a person seriously about whether or not you start telling him about his purpose for his life. That is God's purpose for that person's life. Do you understand? And the moment God starts talking about his purpose for your life, okay, one way or the other, you know that within that purpose is what? To a helpmate, that is if you're a man, okay, or a life partner if you are a woman. Now you may be wondering, why did I say helpmate for a woman helpmate for man and life partner for a woman? Because the first name God called the woman is helpmate. That is, help meet this person on the road. Or help meet him where? At a point that he could no longer go on alone. Okay? You know, I told you before that when God said it's not good that a man should be alone, it wasn't alone out of loneliness. Can you remember I said that? I said it is alone because he could no longer do that work. How? Alone. Praise the Lord. Please, do you get the idea? But we say life partner because whatever God has made a woman, she has a part in this man's work. Have I explained it properly? Please, do you understand what I explained? I should come again. I said, God called the woman help meet the first time. Do you understand the one of woman? That it is help that meets the man, or suitable help, adapted, complementary for the man, measured specifically for the work God has for him. Okay? But we say life partner for a woman. Why? Because this woman has a part in this man's life, and whatever ministry or whatever is called to do, she has what to? A part. She has an equal part in what God has called him to do, because God has said that two shall come together to become what? One. I don't know if I've shown you Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 3 that was talking about God calling the name of Adam and Eve Adam. Have I shown you that? So that's what I mean, that she has a part in his life, assignment and ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So it must begin, first of all, with this work of formation. Praise the Lord. I want you to write down very quickly these scriptures. We have taken the first one, Romans 8:29. I want you to also take down Romans 13 and verse 14. And I want you to also take down 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. I won't explain Romans 8:29 again. Although maybe I should. Romans 8:29, Romans 13:14, and 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 to verse 19. Praise the Lord. It says, for those whom he foreknew, Romans 8:29, of whom he was aware and he loved beforehand, he also destined them from the beginning, that is, for ordaining them to be molded into the image of his son. Can you see that now? For those whom he foreknew, those whom he knew, of whom he was aware and he loved beforehand, for those whom he what? Foreknew. He also did what? Predestined. This foreknowledge is speaking specifically about God's plan for man. Do you understand? God's purpose for your life. Yeah, he knows you have a plan and you have a purpose. But it must be in who? In Jesus, the pattern son. Because about Jesus, God has said what? This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Jesus is God's seal of approval. His life is what God approves. So anybody that must serve God in such a way that God will accept whatever he's doing, whether in his bedroom or in the pulpit, whether in his office or in the prayer place, must live his life like who? Like Jesus. Please, do you understand that? Romans 13, verse 14. It says, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, do you know that if somebody wears clothes, his clothes, when somebody wears clothes, would the person be transparent? If somebody is wearing a blue shirt, can't you see that what he's wearing is a blue shirt? Do we have to touch it before we know the color? In the same way, when we wear the life of Jesus, should people ask you, are you a Christian? Won't it be apparent? Won't it be clear? Won't it be visible? Please, do you understand what I'm saying? Sister Rita. Praise the Lord. Brother Sam, stand up. Yeah. The way your eyes are just we will take broomsticks now to help you hold it up. Praise the Lord. Please, are we getting these things now? So he said, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. That thing, what will Jesus do? Goes a long way. Sincerely speaking. What will Jesus do? It goes a long way. Most people don't ask that question. Most married couples forget. Must have slapped his wife. Fwa! You slapped me. Tomato sorrow, my ballet concert. Then when he finishes, you now go and cry. Oh Lord, mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord. And if you can beat your younger sister, you can beat your wife. Praise the Lord. You didn't hear me. If you can raise your hand and beat your younger sister, what will you do? Because you look at her, Before you know it. And the form, the highest form of weakness a man can show is to beat his wife. Yes, Femi, what is it? Very quickly. Not a baby younger sister. Maybe like you're 60, let's say you're 18 or 20 now, and your sister is about 18, and you are still beating her. You will beat your wife. You can't escape it. You want to stop beating your wife? Stop beating your younger sister. If she offends, talk to her. You understand? It's not by violence. No. Praise the Lord. If Jesus had a younger sister, will he beat her? Of that age range? He won't. You know, so you shouldn't. Praise the Lord. Well, if it's a child, maybe 9, 10. Because if he does something, you beat her so that she will learn that not to do that again. Because at 18, beating doesn't work anymore. Am I right or wrong? Not for anybody, whether male or female, it doesn't. Once that fear is not there from the beginning, it will not work. It doesn't work anymore. Praise the Lord. Finally, 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "All and all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes also from the Lord who is the Spirit." So we all with an unveiled face, as we continue to behold as in a mirror the word of God, we are changed. What should happen to us? So if you are learning the Bible more, but you are getting angry more, you should know that you have a serious problem. Are you getting it now? We are changed. As we behold him in the word, we see ourselves the way we are, and we see ourselves the way we ought to be. So we are changed more and more to become like him. And God will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. I want to make sure I stop by 3:30. Then wherever I stop, we'll continue from there. Okay, so that you can ask questions. Eh? Is that okay? In that same verse, it says, in that same place in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, "And God breathed into his nostril the breath of what? To life, and man became a living being." Praise the Lord. The breath here, or the breath of life here, which signifies the animating of the natural life at the beginning, symbolizes the reception of the baptism of the Holy Spirit early after our experience of salvation. The Spirit of God is our helper in all things. In how many things? Especially in becoming like Jesus and in growing up in spiritual things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The person who is coming to God to discover his will in marriage must not be a new convert. Did you hear what I'm telling you? The person who is coming to God to know God's will for him in marriage must not be what? Do you know why he mustn't be a new convert? Because in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "You should what? Earnestly desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby." But it starts by saying, "as a baby." So who is the new convert? Is a boy or is a what? Let me tell you. Even if Jesus appears to him and said, "My son, I'm going to use you. You'll be bigger than all the men of God that you have ever known. All of them put together, the anointing will be running after your own." He's still what? Eh? It's important. Because a lot of people have been confused by thinking that, like in my devotion this morning, God was showing me how, after all of them left the tomb of Jesus, how Mary Magdalene stood there, still weeping. And how she stooped low. And when she stooped low, she looked into the tomb and she saw two angels. And God was showing me from there how, as fantastic as seeing angels were, that was not what Mary was looking for. It was Jesus. Am I right or wrong? So I've learned, no matter how much God is doing for somebody and the anointing is pushing him like this, you know the way Father Yoloro used to do. when it's working because of the juju. Let's even say the anointing, say be drunk, be not drunk with wine, be ye drunk with the Holy Ghost. Let him even be drunk that every step like this is miracle. Eh? As long as in spiritual things is a child, as long as in spiritual things you can still see carnality, what's happening to that person? It's not that he's not born again, he's a baby, he needs to grow. So even if he has a direct call that from the throne of God, he had my son, fear not. I will use D. Eh? He is still what to? You see, if Jesus had dropped from heaven like Terminator, boom, boom, eh? Then he just stands up and just gets clothes from somewhere, I would say no problem. Some of us too can rise like that. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, had to be born. Had to be born as a child and he had to grow. I don't care what your anointing is, you are not as holy as Jesus. Do you understand it now? And if he had a growth process, what must happen to you? I hear some of you, but Abraham, you don't understand. When, since God called him like this, Kai, the word of God in his mind is like fire. When he slaps your face, it will look like fire too. Praise the Lord. Are you guys in here? By the time he slaps you, he will slap you with fire too, in the same way. There must be nothing like that. The person that God will use cannot be a new convert. He or she must be a person who is alive in the Spirit and one who has a growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. There are some things that some of you have said so foolishly. Praise the Lord. And when I hear, I will laugh. I will say, oh God. Amen. But it's growth process. What is it? It's a process of growth. But you cannot now label that as spirituality. Or that whether that's how me I'm being moved by the Holy Ghost. Mm-mm. And because we don't make allowances for such things that I'm growing, you know, becomes a problem. So somebody thinks, okay, because I'm 32 and all my younger sisters have married. So when you just see somebody, just hook the person. Then you come and say, yeah, come and counsel us. You understand? And we say, okay, bro, when did you give your life to Christ? When I was counseling some people like that, I said, when did you give your life to Christ? It said 6 months ago. And you want to marry. It's not possible. We do not work. Because you are a child. Praise the Lord. It's like asking a 10-year-old girl to come and marry. Does she even know what you are talking about? When they wear the clothes for her, you know, she will think that they are doing drama. You understand? She will be excited. She will be taking all the pictures. And you want to say, I want to go to my mommy's house. Say, no, this is your house now. No. My mommy's house. Because it's just a baby. Amen. When we come in the morning tomorrow, because I want to stop here so that I don't take too much time so that you can ask questions, we will take it from, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. What does that mean? How does that apply to us? We'll look at that in the name of Jesus. So, you must be able to grow up. And growth is not that you can quote Bible. You didn't hear me, oh. Growth is not even manifestation of spiritual gifts. Growth is not even what? Growth is only measured by how much you are becoming like Jesus. That's why somebody can release anointing. And yet, that same night you can still watch pornography. Do you understand? That's why. A lot of people think that growth is tantamount to anointing. I remember the time in Lagos that this falling down thing used to be so popular. When you just blow into the microphone, people just fall down. Remember something somebody said about a very popular man of God? He went to, I think it was Argentina or something, somewhere in South America, and he blew into the microphone. They don't know what to do. They blew back. Praise the Lord. Let you blew back to him. Praise the Lord. You understand? People must grow. They must grow up. Let me tell you. If you force yourself to go and marry somebody who is a baby spiritually, physically speaking, you are marrying a baby. What are you marrying? Imagine me, as tall as I am, sleeping beside an 8-year-old girl. Does it make sense? Maybe she'll be like, as this tall, Abby, then we're wearing a coat. I'm just about to ask, is that your daughter? Sir, what do you mean? That's my wife. Then they say, something is wrong with you people. Or it's a woman like that. The person must have a growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. Why do you think a man will not look at other women? You think it's because your wife is fine? No. Your wife's beauty doesn't stop other women from being beautiful. The fear of God, that's the only thing that stops a man. He now doesn't have it. Because they've told you in your village that if you don't marry this year, you won't marry again. Let's do it. God understands. Okay. Now you have married a boy. And you know boys, when you are going somewhere, they are always looking where? Where are they always looking? You don't know. You don't look at the psychology of boys. Everywhere. So now you are married to a boy that you must put a leash on his neck and probably fix goggle on you, on his eyes, and so that he can look at only you. You will keep struggling like that. But if he's a man, he knows what's at stake if he falls into sin. He knows what is what? He knows what's at stake for him. He knows he will be putting himself in trouble. So he won't. Where is the boy? You know there are so many people in church, whether married or unmarried, that run after girls, even in the same church. Eh? If I tell you the number, you will fear. They're womanized. Somebody was telling me of somebody that's supposed to be a preacher that winks at some boys in the congregation when he sees fine girls. Now Molo Kota. Minister, don't do things like that. Praise the Lord. So he must have begun that work of formation. Now this Bible, this discipleship training school is beginning that for you. But let God perfect the work. Let God do what? Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a hurry. Except for to marry next month. Is the person here? So say you have had a prophecy. I thought there's somebody that had a prophecy of 6 months. Amen. And I said there's a prophecy that my son, thou shall marry. Then we will bring the prophecy. Bible says we should test every prophecy. Praise the Lord. So let him perfect you. Sincerely, the more you give God opportunity to work on you, the less confused you will be. Some things just sort themselves out. You understand? Do you know that the more you are growing, the more he sifts everybody and just classifies everybody? Who can be your friend? Who you can consider for marriage? All that. It classifies them and separates them. Praise the Lord. The Lord will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray, then you can ask your questions, because I want to make sure I keep to time. And I'll continue from where I've stopped today, tomorrow. Please, I want you to talk to him. Formation must begin before a man is given an assignment and he sees a helpmeet. Formation must begin before God starts speaking to a woman about her life's assignment, and before she is shown or brought to her life partner. This is the order. It cannot change. Formation first, assignment second, then the giving of a helper or the giving of a life partner. That's the order. It can't change. I want you to pray. The Lord, please make me to become like Jesus. Form me for your glory. Make me to become like Jesus. Form me for your glory. When there's no formative process, when there's no assignment, marital relationship is meaningless. Sincerely speaking, after a while you'll be tired. So pray the Lord, because if formation precedes assignment, you are certain that an assignment will come. You are certain that God will ask you to do something. But if you're just looking for assignment without being formed into the image of the Lord Jesus, it becomes a problem. In fact, the simple truth is that with the person who allows Jesus to have control over his life, to form him, that person cannot make mistakes when it comes to assignments. That person can never make mistakes when it comes to a life partner. It's not possible. And if he makes mistakes, God in his infinite mercy will always turn it so that that person focuses his or her life where it should actually be. I want you to talk to God. Now, Lord, please, you have begun this formative process in me by the reason of this Bible school, and you are continuing it by this matter of us meeting daily for teachings and meeting daily for preachings. Lord, please perfect in me what you would have me be. Change me. Help me to become like Jesus. Form me, Lord. Form me. Form me. Form me so that I'm formed. Form me, Lord, so that I'm formed. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, if you have questions, you can ask now. Please, if you have questions, you can ask now. Yes. Please, where is the microphone so that the question can enter? Samson, please put up your head though. David, they will carry you away like that. Oh, yeah, sit properly. Is it by force stand though? Yeah, there you go. I can see. Yes.
A possibility for the reverse order, or a reverse order, where the man becomes the helpmeet for the woman who is called or has an assignment. A woman says, I have an assignment before I got into marriage, and God is asking me to keep the assignment, and there is that man who has no calling or assignment, and we are married though. Can I be the helpmeet in the process until I get called?
Praise the Lord. Sincerely speaking, see how it sounds. You didn't get what I said. See how it sounds that I'm wrong. Yes, helpmeet. This is sounds dumb. Huh? But if we see today, is it not what we are seeing today? And is the present day confusion. I told you of the only example in the Bible of a woman who had a call that seemingly looked like that. What did the Bible call her? Deborah. Then the next thing is what? The wife of Lapidoth. She judged Israel at that time. Praise the Lord. I remember the case of is it Pastor Bimbo Odukoya? Okay. You will think that her husband is her helpmeet. Except that that wasn't it. Huh? Because I think she said that whatever she became, that man made her that. You understand? But you see, all that kind of thing will happen when the man is running up and down to Lagos Island and Ikoyi looking for money. You understand? And maybe the wife went to one meeting and she was hooked. Then all of a sudden now she's in ministry and her husband doesn't have a ministry. It's confusing. A man is not made a helpmeet. It does not work like that. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. That's why I said the woman is called a life partner, because she has a part. Whatever God is speaking to a man about. Because he called their name Adam. Who is he speaking to? Eh? The two. But God has ordained that a man will be the head. Praise the Lord. This is so that we don't confuse things and go against the biblical order. In 1 Corinthians 11 from verse 3, he said, I will have you know that the head of every woman is the man, the head of every man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God. They call it divine organogram. Every time you want to change that organogram, it won't work. Now, you know, mommy is anointed and daddy is just on the side. It's a confusion. Praise the Lord. That's the simple truth. Okay? But we saw in the case of Pastor Odukoya, okay, that she was, yes, she's vocal. Her husband is not as vocal as her. But it was actually, he was the one that brought her up one. And he was over her. She was ministering under her covering. We saw that. Praise the Lord. And even when she's late now, the man is still preaching. Abby? So it's clear. There's nothing called, and God spoke to me. You know, I have my ministry, and now I can't marry him like this. Mm-mm. No matter what dream you are having, it will be a part. Many times a small part in the robustness of what that man is supposed to be, if he's a correct man. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? Okay. Okay.
Should I now wait for the man to get the robust, how do you call it now? See the robustness of his life.
Okay.
Before I now go into his life. Should I wait as a.
Before woman? I now go into his life.
Should I wait? Because not the robustness
okay.
of his life.
Okay.
And I have an example, not just formal calling now.
Okay.
I'm a woman. Who is into orphanages?
Orphanages.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take care of young kids like that.
Okay.
And my husband is not into it. He does not like it.
Okay.
He's not into it like
okay.
that. Okay. And I'm praying to God, let my husband be in because Praise. He has to support me.
Very good question.
He has to really support me because I cannot question. Do it alone.
Yes.
So I'm praying to God, Lord, help him see it. Help him see
You see?
It.
Okay. Are you true, sir?
I'm very true.
You see, this is, that's one of the functions of courtship. Are you getting it? If from day one he doesn't like your calling, it's not what you pray about. That's the things that we should be compatible in. If at all we are bringing in the matter of compatibility. Because that same thing that he doesn't agree with now, it will become a problem tomorrow. Please, are you getting it? It will become a problem. So, right from day one, sister, your number one question is not, how much does he have? How much is he making? Does he have a flat? That's not your number one question. Your number one question is he saved? One. Is he a mature Christian? Two. The third one, what is his life's assignment? You understand? And before you go to pray to God at all, at least there should be a semblance of, you know, a resemblance of what you know that you are supposed to be doing with your life. If you are growing, if you are what? Because it's possible again that the thing is there inside you, but because you have not matured yourself, you don't know that God wants to use you for that kind of thing. Because women fall into that category a lot. Just sit down there, when somebody comes, they come and marry me off. That's not proper. You are supposed to be growing also in your spirit. Because if you are growing, now if it looks like it, that's what is worth taking to God in a place of prayer. Praise the Lord. Okay? So that's the answer to that. Yes. You people are not asking questions though.
I think you've answered
your own question.
Because okay. I just wanted to ask about women waiting for a man to just come, since he's the one that they will
you see, let me put it like this. My wife, she had always had a heart for welfare, and I didn't know. Are you getting it now? But the work that I'm doing requires a huge level of welfare. Can you see how everything she wants to do enters, and there's no wahala? Now, that doesn't always mean that your husband must go and start a ministry, because I need to clarify that. It's possible now, let's assume that, I don't even know how to use this example now. Okay. Let me assume that Brother Shegun's wife. Okay? Shegun is my deputy in Reformation Platform. Okay? Whoever Brother Shegun's wife will be, do you know that she must have some qualities? First of all, she must be able to have a large heart. Amen. Are you getting a very large heart? You are getting it. Because without that, it will not work. So let's say maybe she has a desire for, let's say, prison evangelism or something. The work Shegun sits over already has something like that inside it. Are you getting the idea now? So you can say, well, since you are here, why don't you join that department, okay, to further what your call is? If it is music, by the grace of God, most of what we are doing here covers almost everything somebody can hope to want to be or do. You are getting it now. And that's just an example. You know? So you can't just say, I'm waiting nowhere. If somebody shall come, they'll marry me. And they're asking you, okay, you yourself, what is God speaking to you about? Where does your passion lie? You're just speaking passion. Which one? You will now become a hindrance to the man. Instead of Rebecca, you say, Praise the Lord. So I think I've answered that.
John, how do you know the man is matured if he's saved?
Study the life of Jesus. Study the biography of Jesus. Then compare this man's behavior. Are you hearing me? Compare his behavior with the behavior of Jesus. Simple. When it's wrongly accused, will he off his shirt and show? It has to be. Is it, you want to wait in marriage? Is it before courtship? How do you know? We have the Spirit of God, and by Him we're able to know all things. That's why the matter of who will I marry is not an emotional decision. It's not because you're feeling kinking for somebody. No. In fact, once you start feeling like that, you can't pray. That's the simple truth. And I know most people are saying, but I must feel something for who I will marry. For the just shall live by faith, not by sight. Praise the Lord.
I want you to clarify on the aspect of this feeling.
I will clarify.
Chemistry, this,
whether it's biology that you want to put, I will explain it.
As in the aspect whereby you see somebody, you know, what we are taught is that attraction, you know, something must strike you,
okay,
and all that, and you know, you must, you know, be enticed
I understand
by something
you.
Or the other.
When the first time Adam saw Eve, what did he say? When he said this, don't you think that's so much certainty? Wasn't there finality there? Do you think it was Cove that met? Did he mention Cove? He said this is now what? The bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. How did he know she was taken out of him? By revelation. Before the courtship begins, there is no emotion. When it begins, feelings will start growing. That's how it works. Because what starts to join is your spirit, then your soul. That's why it's important for you to know your God whom you believe. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you the simple truth. A lot of people will not tell you this in church, but that's the simple truth. It must begin with you asking God, Lord, is this the person? So if you have been disobedient with the matter of clothes as falling down from clothesline, and you didn't, and he says, take you, saying, am I the owner? You understand? Then he says, this little boy wants to cross the road. Help him cross. What's my own? If I hold him now, they say, I am a kidnapper. Leave me home. Now, you are not obedient to small leadings like that. When you now want to take a monumental decision like who to marry, the God who you have not trusted in small things, is he now the one that will speak and you believe? It's not possible. That's why we now relapse and relax and rest on emotions. Meanwhile, it is spirit, soul, and body, and your emotions is in your soul. God is a spirit, and those that must serve him, they must serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. I didn't get the right person by luck. It's not luck. What did I say? It's not. You can follow God step by step, and you will not miss it. I'm telling you the truth. When I was asking, I didn't feel anything. She didn't look like what I wanted, physically speaking. Most of what we call love and attraction, is it not lost? You saw the boot up, you say, Kai. Got down, sorry. You know, you can see the man, tall, dark, and handsome, white shoulders, husky voice. Like, I can just imagine when he whispers into my ear. Let's not deceive ourselves. Praise the Lord. So, when you talk about attraction, what is attraction? That something is making you or drawing you to this other person. Abi, define that something. That's the issue I have. Define it. Even some people that see a spiritual brother, what is drawing them is not the spirit. She wants to marry someone that's leading. That's why. She wants power. Are you getting these things now? So, but when you break it down, deep down, you're not deceiving yourself. You're not deceiving who? Because let me tell you, on the matter of relationship, if you are deceiving yourself, you will choose wrongly. It's what I've seen. But if you come as you are, you know, I surrender all. If you come as you are, you won't miss it. Because if God is speaking about somebody, you will give it time. The test, the litmus test is always what? Time. Leave it. If it is God that spoke to you about the person is not running away tomorrow. Leave it. He that believeth shall not make haste. That's what scripture says. Don't make haste. So, if you come to me and I tell you, Brother Bam, God is speaking to you about this person, I'll tell you, give you one more month. You understand? When you come back in 1 month, I'll tell you, give it about 3 months. And keep praying. If it's still the same, come back. If you come back after 3 months, I'll tell you, now, finally, give me 6 months. If after 6 months, it's still the same thing, I'll ask you to go ahead. But you notice, no, most people won't want to wait. So, no, the way it's doing me now. What is doing you? What is doing you? Praise the Lord. You understand? That's the simple truth. You see, if it begins with emotion, the problem is that it becomes difficult to hear God clearly. You won't be able to know where God begins and where your emotion is beginning. Is it Ezekiel 14? That place that God is saying that everyone that comes to inquire of the Lord, but has already set up idols in his heart, God said, I will answer you according to the multitude of your idols. You understand? You already have something. It must be like this. It must be like that. God. Even God knows. He knows me. God. God. You know. I called this spirit 3 times. How many times have I called you? The Holy Spirit said 3 times. I say, one yourself. You know me. You can change another that matter of breast. You know. So it cannot begin with emotion, because once your emotion is tied, that's what you keep hearing. When you close your eyes, that's the person you will see. Open, you will see. Close, you will see. So if at all you want to see God's face about somebody that you're already liking, the first thing is to squash the emotion. Remove it. Let it not be there and be sincere to yourself. So that even if... You see, come to God neutral. How? Come neutral. So if he says no, no problem. If he says yes, no problem. But if it is him, the Holy Spirit will shed abroad the love of God in your heart for that person. You understand? That's how it works. Relationship is not an emotional decision. And love is not what? An emotional decision. Love is not a feeling, it's a decision. You choose that this person, I'm giving this person everything. My heart, my desires, my all. So it's not what you just do like this and just jump inside and say you fall in love. You fall out. Praise the Lord. So Joshua, have I answered your chemistry? That's the answer to chemistry. Oh. Yes. Who is with the microphone?
Praise the Lord.
Somebody else. Who is praising the Lord? That place is in Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 4. Where God said he will answer people according to the multitude of the idols they put in their hearts. When they want to come to him to ask him for something, but already they have what they want in their hearts. He will say, if you are coming, if you already like Brother Tolu, when you come, God will say, it is Tolu, it's Tolu, it's Tolu. That's what you keep hearing. But remove all the idols. Come as you are. And the Lord will speak to you. You will not be confused in Jesus' name. Yes.
When you're explaining about a man having a ministry and the woman ministry coming under it.
Yes.
I want to add more explanation on like Judge Mayan. The husband is not, I've never heard the man's name before.
Okay.
It's just as if it's the woman that is on top.
Okay.
Are you saying she's not subjected to, or how are you going to explain?
Well, even Joyce Meyer, if you read their stuff very, very well, if you follow their biography and stuff like that, while first of all, human beings will not be our standard, but if you read their stuff very well, you find out that that man was the one that delivered Joyce Meyer from all the rejection and feeling and all the childish things that she was doing. Do you know Joyce Meyer was abused by her father? The only person that made her to forgive her father and be able to love him back is Dave Meyer. You understand? Now, while he may not be the preacher, he's actually the backbone of whatever she's doing. Remove the man. She becomes headless. And whatever she's doing becomes nonsense. But we thank God for what she's doing. Are you getting the idea now? So, you see, a lot of women have problem with submission. A lot of women feel that God needs to first of all, the man needs to first of all love me, then I'll now repay him with what? Submission. But that's not what the Bible says. Okay? Baba, you will talk now, sir. Please, microphone. Please, give him microphone.
Joyce Meyer, because this case is different.
Okay.
You know Juanita Bynum?
Juanita Bynum, yes.
She fell because of this.
She fell because of this thing. That's a simple truth.
She's a co-prophet to the
God. You know, woman of God.
Strong one to the core.
Huh?
But because of this reason of lack of age,
she didn't even marry a small boy now. She married a bishop.
A bishop that cannot control her.
Couldn't control her. Became public disgrace, beating themselves outside. Ministers. The two of them have two big ministries.
Joyce Meyer's disciple or discipler is the husband.
Of that. Okay, our own husband. Yes,
husband.
Yes.
Before
that's
she
truth.
Will preach any message, can any woman do that?
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Juanita Bynum, I was so happy with the way she came up. Having a bad past and all that, and God picked her up like that. But that's a matter of submission. And the moment she couldn't submit to the man, they started fighting and all that, and it became so ugly. It became so ugly. And you see, that women liberation movement thing, it's demonic, sincerely speaking. The best place a woman can be herself is under a man. Sincerely speaking. The best place a woman can have absolute freedom in the will of God is under what? A man. A lot of things get sorted out just because you are under a man. I will listen more to Sister Shade Akoni. Why? Because it's Brother Billy's wife. That's the only reason. I will listen. Okay. Let me see. How. And when she say, you see, the Lord will help you. I will say, amen. Amen. Because I can see the man. Do you know at the end of the day that you are the reflection of the man that you marry? You reflect him. So when you are just confused up and down, your husband is a confused man. And that man too is supposed to be a reflection of Jesus. So if he's a reflection of Jesus, what will you reflect? Jesus. No problem. The Lord will grant us understanding. Yes. Sir. Please, it's about 4 o'clock now. It's either we end now. If you still have questions, you are going to be the people keeping us here. Eh? So that we're not keeping you unnecessarily. Yes.
Sir, can't a boy and a girl in this perspective grow up together under a discipler?
But I have a man bad one question. Grow up together as well as brothers and sisters or what?
Grow up together spiritually.
Ko ye me.
Get married. Under a discipler, like a boy and a girl in this perspective, can they grow up together spiritually till they get married? Under a discipler now.
You see, the more you are saying under a discipler, the discipler becomes the husband. You understand? And it will overshadow your authority as a man. Do you understand what I'm saying? The perfect will of God is that you should be mature. And sincerely, let me not deceive you. Eh? There is nothing to rush for down here. Are you hearing me? Perfect this formative process. Perfect the matter of assignment. And you are ready. You didn't hear me, oh? Perfect the matter of what? Formative process. I'm not saying that by the time you'll be ready, you would have become completely like Jesus. Did I say that? No. You are still working towards it. But when you look at yourself, when you hide inside your own room and nobody's there, you should be able to tell yourself, Busai, what you change? You, not that someone says, Busai, you have changed. Say, hey, we just thank God. Mm-mm, not that one. You yourself. Because I've been able to see, man, I have changed. You understand? And you know you have changed when you start living opposite to the things that you used to do before. You that some things that women do just irritate you. When you are no longer irritated. Eh? When somebody can rubbish you and you still stand there, no problem. Eh? When you have stopped saying, do you know who I am? Yeah, you know you're a big man. Eh? When you have stopped saying all those things. When you are becoming more like Jesus and you yourself, you can see it. One. Then secondly, when the Lord has started speaking to you about 15 years to come, about 30 years to come, what he wants to do through your life, what he will have you be, you are getting ready. And let me not deceive you. Eh? Focus on the first two. God will say, it is not good that my son should be alone. Sincerely speaking. Sister, instead of rubbing another layer of pomade, focus on the Lord making you sincerely. When he finishes with you,
sir, what of
the problem will not start having is Abraham, what if they are like 12 now?
Sir, what of
they will now start praying?
Sir, what of if it takes like up to like formation period takes up to 5 years? Do you think we should wait?
You see, God is not a wicked taskmaster that just wants to punish you and kill you. Mm-mm. You understand? He makes all things beautiful when? In his own time. The person delaying you is not God. It is you. Are you getting it? Because if you are cooperating with God right from the beginning, would that be a problem? No. Now, look at the man. What's this man's name? Abraham. Abraham, the promise of God for Abraham about that child that he will give birth to, he gave him that promise 25 years ago before that child was born. Abby? But let me ask you this. Do you think God wanted Abraham to wait for 25 years? Eh? How come when, what is his name? What's her name? Sarah said to him, you shall see that it is finished with me. Take my maid, sleep with her. How come Abraham didn't remember that he's a man of God? Okay? To ask God about it. He didn't though. He just jumped on the small girl that looks like his granddaughter. Slept with the girl. And for the next 13 years, God kept quiet. Are you hearing me? God did what? He kept quiet. It was until this man was about, 99 again, that God came back to him and said, Mr. Man. You understand? So most of us, we are the ones that causes delay. It's not God. If we are responsive quickly, why will I want to keep you in the same class if you are passing? Even me, a human being. Do you understand? How much more God? Are we getting in now? So, it's not a matter of if it takes 5 years. And if it has to take 5 years, there's no way you are rushing to wait. Where, what are you rushing to go and do? At the end of the day, okay, you want to be married, then when it's cold like this in June, so that you can sleep beside somebody, you'll be tired. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Okay, so I've been able to conclude that okay, one has to be formed. Now, to add to the question Joshua had asked, if you have somebody you respect in this line of marriage and relationship, and you know that, you know, listening to your teachings, she's qualified, you know, you respect her so much, and she's telling you that this is your season, that you have to, and you yourself, like me, I'm being truthful to myself, I'm like, okay, I want to give myself some time to be formed, you know, and all that, and she is like, this is your season, and truly, you are saying some things, you know, both personal and the people coming and that all
looks that. Seasonal.
So, what can you do?
Praise the Lord.
And the issue of having like 3 people coming to you and telling you that they are sure, they are so convinced
the Lord.
That you are their wife.
Don't worry, we'll talk about that. It's a normal thing. It's one of the things that people will have to deal with because of the insincerity of hearts of many people who are false brethren. Yes.
Please, what I want to say is, if you have very personal issues, your first question will require a lot more detail than what you will be willing to give now. I would recommend that you ask for a personal meeting where you can now give all the details and you can be counseled, you know, specifically for the particular situation. That's all I want to say on that. Some of these things, the general principle may not cut some very, very personal issues, and you will need to be properly shown, because in the personal counseling, your own level of development will be assessed and it will be known, and all of those things will inform the appropriate decisions to make.
Okay, but on the general note, let me just answer on the general note. God told the young prophet not to branch anywhere and eat. Amen. He went, he delivered his message. He wasn't planning to branch anywhere as God has told him. An old backsliding prophet, I'm not saying that woman has backslidden him, met him and said, God told him too, that you take her in and feed her. God is not the author of confusion. I remember there was a relationship I had, and I had issues with that person. And for the first time, God spoke to me that, no, I will not allow you to marry this person. You understand? So, by the time we were being, I think, the lady went to report to a pastor that we both respect. And he spoke to me about it and said, I should forgive her, and you understand? Being a man of God, I respected him and agreed. So when I got home, I said, Lord, your servant said this. Then God said to me, go and read the story of the old prophet and the young prophet. Of course, you know, I'm a Bible teacher. I don't need to read the story to know what happened there. Who got punished? Now, okay, let me quickly tell you the story. After the young prophet preached, the old prophet went and brought him home and gave him food where God said he shouldn't eat. Through the mouth of that same old prophet, God said, because you have disobeyed me, you are going to die. You are not getting home. He died on the way home. A lion killed him. Then the lion didn't eat his body, just left him there on the road there until they came to carry his dead body. And that was what God used to talk to me, that the man of God that spoke to me, while he's a man of God, see, even Samuel, whose word God does not allow to fall to the ground, made mistake with Eliab. Are you getting it? So she may say it's your season, but you are saying now by the Holy Spirit that it's not your season. Abby? These are the things that they were telling you earlier about leaving room for the weaknesses of people that you respect. That doesn't mean she's fault. No. But for her, and you see, of course she'll be concerned about you, and it's good. You understand? It's just that maybe at that time she didn't hear clearly. Do you understand? About the particular thing that God is saying to you. So it's better to take what God told you than what somebody said God is saying. That's the answer to that on the general note for other people who that might have happened to. But if you need more clarification, then we can talk about it later. Yes. Who else is asking questions? Just so that we know. That's all. Okay. Praise the Lord. I believe, God, that you have been blessed. We will continue from here in the morning tomorrow by the grace of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you because you are God. We thank you because you are the Most High. We say, be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, you are speaking to us about the need for formation and the need to receive an assignment and be certain of what you are saying concerning our lives. I pray, Lord, and you are saying that these two things need to precede the matter of choice of marital partner. I pray, Lord, none of us will be disobedient to your word in the name of Jesus. Father, could it be possible that some of us have even made mistakes? Father, I pray.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-8133-8536,
080-7455-8177, 081-409-9123-1, or visit our blogspot at
www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life